Joe Biden says not to treat a fellow American as an enemy after stoking fear and anger against extreme MAGA. By Charlie Spiring on September 15, 2022. President Joe Biden urged Americans to rise up and combat hate. Even as he and Democrats continue stoking fear and anger against supporters of the Make America Great Again movement ahead of the midterm elections. We know this. Hate-fueled violence is born in the fertile soil of a toxic division. He said, adding, we have to confront the ways in which our toxic division fuels this crisis for all of us. Our differences. Certainly don't turn a fellow American into a sworn enemy, he added. The president spoke at a unity summit hosted at the White House, encouraging Americans to work to stop hate-fueled violence. Biden did not mention his recent efforts to stoke fear and anger against supporters of former President Donald Trump's movement to make America great again by calling them semi-fascists. He also did not mention recent comments by Democrat Senate candidate Tim Ryan, D.O., calling for Americans to kill and confront the MAGA movement. The president urged all Americans to unite against the threat of violence and do their part to defeat it. Folks, it's not just the federal government that can act. Everyone has a role to play in this story, he said, urging people to act. The president issued a long list of America's racist history, pointing to a through line of hate in the United States that also sparked violence against other religions. That through line of hate never fully goes away, it only hides, he said. He admitted that as a senator he once believed that hate could be defeated but said he now realized that if given enough oxygen it would flourish once again. In the last few years, it's been given too much oxygen in our politics, in our media, and on the internet, he said, alluding to Trump's presidency. Too much hate all for power and profit. It's about power and profit, he continued, criticizing people for allowing extremist violence to fester and grow. The president also urged the audience not to be intimidated by critics. Folks, we cannot be intimidated by those who are talking about this as somehow we're a bunch of wacko liberals, he said. He again stated that domestic terrorism rooted in white supremacy was now the biggest threat to the United States. Enough, he shouted. He urged all Americans to speak up and condemn hate. If you're silent, it's complicity, he said. We can't remain silent. In silence, wounds deepen, he added.